Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request a supervisor?
I did. Yeah, I found this mystery charge on my credit card bill, and so I'm calling about that. Let's see, 20 minutes later, I find out that she wouldn't even tell me who this is for the longest time. I finally learned consumer deals, and I've told this is for a membership. And I did not ask for a membership. I did not want a membership. I don't know who you guys are. Somehow you're affiliated with a little neck massager I was supposed to get as a free gift, and I paid $7.95 for shipment. It doesn't even work. And so that's $7.95, and now I get this $54.97 charge for a membership that I don't want, and I need a full refund of that amount.
All right,
And the young lady, I'm sorry, go
let me get
ahead.
the account pulled up for you first. What's your first and last name?
It's Nancy Zoch. It's Z like zebra, Och.
Right, and verify your address for security purposes.
7800 Indian Ridge Drive in Austin, Texas.
All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see you said you purchased a neck massage for $7.95. It looks like
Well,
you did
that was
not.
posted. It was a free massager. The postage and shipment was $7.95.
Yeah, looks
So
like
I
here.
agree to that.
Correct. Well, looks like here where you actually agreed to is if you didn't cancel it within 4 days, then you have to pay $54.97. That's listed under the
Now,
terms and
wait, wait,
conditions.
stop. No, well, you have to back up and speak more slowly for what you said I did.
Okay, what you purchased was a neck massager. You pay $7.95. You have 4 days from the date that you purchased it to cancel. Once you don't cancel on the fifth day, it's $54.97. That's what you
Well,
authorize.
where does I did not see anything. There was nothing on the site to cancel anything.
No, it's
This is
unlisted
a
under the
no,
terms and
no.
conditions.
It's not a condition. It's a free neck massager, and I paid $8 for shipment.
That is
And I
correct.
did not agree to a membership. I was not told anywhere to cancel anything when I ordered the neck massager and agreed to pay $7.95 postage. I did not see, I had no option to decline any membership. That
No,
was
ma'am,
not
you don't
offered to me.
decline anything. After you put your information in, you've agreed to those terms, that checkbox, you just scroll down and read the terms, and it gives you that information. It's on the
And the
website.
print, okay, so this is a ripoff. This is intentional fine print, getting people to sign up for stuff they didn't sign up for. So it's in the fine print, but I need this completely taken off my account. I have no interest in a membership with consumer deals. I have no membership. I don't want it. I didn't ask for it. I didn't see any place to decline it. I didn't see it in the, if it was even in the fine print, you can tell me that now, but I have no proof that that was in the fine print. You know, y'all, you need to do the, please just do the right thing and refund this money. I'm retired on a limited account. I do not want a membership with consumer deals.
All right, so it looks like here I'm showing she had offered you a 35 and 50% refund. Is that correct?
That's correct, but I am entitled to a 100% refund. Refund. Full refund. This is a crummy way for somebody to make a living doing this stuff to people. I am entitled to a 100% refund today of $54.97. That's the right thing to do.
Give me just 1 second. Let me look into this for you, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, so it looks like after reviewing the account for you, what I will do as a one-time courtesy for you is I will refund that charge. But next time, make sure you read what you are authorizing, what you're signing up for. This information is listed on the website.
Okay.
Give me one second.
Okay.
All right, so you can allow that refund 3 to 5 business days to go back on your Discover card. Did you get your cancellation number?
I need a cancellation number, I guess.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 258.
Mm-hmm.
907.
Mm-hmm.
585.
Okay, C, like Charlie, 258-907-585.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So you've submitted that and it will pop up 3 to 5 business days.
That is correct, yes.
And could I get your name?
Yeah, it's Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
Uh-huh. That's your last name?
That's my first name.
Okay. Can I have your other name?
It's Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Okay. Just in case I need to call back. All right. Well, thank you for doing that. It's the right thing to do. I didn't ask for this. So.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
You're so welcome. All right. Goodbye.